This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you're 50-ish or younger, you heard stories from your parents or other people that came before you, coworkers.
Yeah.
Things they got on the job. Salaries, perks, bonuses, pensions. And back then, just straight up standard practices. Mm. Things you could not imagine ever having. And there are reasons why those things went away. Corporate greed plays a part.
Oh, sure.
But so do the actions and the performance of those same people telling you about how it used to be. Because the fact is, if the person getting it all screws up or gets lazy, well, that person coming after them, they lose out. What are you laughing at, you douche? What are you laughing at?
I just, you guys.
Every
effing
day.
This is evil what you're doing right now.
And here's the thing. As much as you do this, we have the perfect, might have the perfect example of this happening out in Webster.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into the story, Tommy. Do you remember the name Carmen Gumina?
Gumina.
He was not drafted in the NHL draft this
no.
weekend. He is now the former Webster School superintendent, who abruptly retired back in April.
Okay, he was tied to some other situations out there, correct?
Yeah. Now, when we say abruptly, we mean like announced it on Wednesday, was out on Friday.
That's and pretty abrupt.
The reason why we believe this happened, or others believe this happened, the Reader's Digest version, you ready?
Yeah.
He was named in a federal lawsuit by former Webster girls basketball coach Callie Watkins. Watkins himself had been accused of inappropriate contact with an underage girl at the school. He was acquitted after they went to trial. But in the lawsuit, Watkins claimed that the former superintendent mishandled the school's investigation because Watkins and the then superintendent Gumina were having a sexual relationship with the same woman who was also an employee of the district. Watkins also said this was something that happened often throughout the Webster Central School District in the paperwork he filed in the lawsuit.
Happens often. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Those allegations were enough to, it seems, lead to this, and I'm using quote fingers, retirement from Gumina. So we learned that after Gumina retired earlier than his contract was up, that his contract stated he had to pay money back to the district.
Okay.
Standard practice.
All right.
Well, you see, that didn't happen.
Why?
In fact, the district announced they were actually going to pay Gumina for retiring.
Really? How does that work?
I don't know. But over the weekend, we finally found out how much that money is.
Well, how much are you going to get?
This man, facing these allegations, abruptly retiring, is being paid. Are you ready?
Right.
$166,000 plus over $10,000 for unused vacation time. So essentially, $175,000.
He's getting cashed out at six figures?
$175,000.
Holy key raised.
Talk about messing up to the next pay grade, huh?
Yeah, you ain't kidding, man. Now, he's rich.
Yep. Now, keep in mind, the district, while paying this money to a man that bailed on them for these allegations, it seems, also has to pay a superintendent to do the actual superintendent's job.
Yeah, you got to pay the next person coming in.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
So, new guy.
There's going to be someone who comes in to take this gig. And they're going to have a hard time winning back the trust of parents and staff. When this initially happened, you remember the phone calls and Facebook messages we were getting from Webster parents out there?
Yeah.
Oh, it answers. And the ass kicker is, there's a pretty good chance that this new superintendent will get less money and fewer perks and benefits than the guy before them.
And he's starting in a deeper hole.
Mm-hmm.
On top
mm-hmm.
of all that,
yeah.
he's got this whole mess in the... He's got to gain the respect back of that position, that office.
You got it.
So he's... who would want that goddamn job?
Somebody's going to take that job.
I know.
Because there's only so many superintendent's jobs, right? And
yeah, so you are really behind the eight ball.
But here's the thing.
What?
This is something as crazy as this story is that most folks listening to the show can identify with. Because when you show up after the person that blew all the benefits and money, it's frustrating as hell. And it's a story you probably hear from all the old timers all the time at your job.
Well, every company now works under new rules and restrictions based on the actions of previous generations.
Mm-hmm. But that 60, 70-year-old guy you might work with, he's going to tell you how things used to be.
Bro, used to be wide open, brother.
What you were allowed to get away with.
What you could say. What you could do. What you didn't have to do.
And what the company or the business was willing to do for you. And you sit there. And you listen about this great place that no longer exists because the person that worked there before you got lazy or inappropriate or took it all for granted. The man or the woman telling you this story about how great it used to be, the thing you don't get, is probably part of the reason why you don't get the things they got back in the day.
And you know where it started? Friday afternoon. Ask any old guy what was it like back here, like Friday around 3 o'clock? Oh, nothing got done, man. We used to have a cooler of beer back there. We'd all sit around, crack one open, and tell jokes. You know, we'd walk out of here around 6, head right to the bar.
I knew people through the years that screwed up their jobs so bad, or to your point, just took advantage of everything, that they just eliminated that job altogether.
Yes! Yes!
You know what I mean? Like, they not only did they ruin it for, like, the people coming in, but, like, there's now no opportunity for the next person to come in and take over.
Tommy, you do this all the time.
And don't forget, I came into this industry late.
Oh, no! Don't you dare try and shift blame all the lazy-ass, stupid things you did took advantage of
where they wiped out
all of the benefits for all of us.
Hey, I've only been sued 3 times.
Okay. Bro, you sit here, man, back in the day. Like, 3 times a day, he will look off in the distance in a commercial break and go, man, back in the day, beer everywhere. I got paid like $1 billion to show up and scratch my nutsack. Meanwhile, Kimmy's eating hand-on-bread sandwiches. Oh, man, Kimmy's job used to pay like $100,000 a year. Yeah, that's so we all stole it. Can't do that anymore.
Okay, just to make you feel any better.
Is this going to make me feel better?
Yes.
Okay.
Your position never paid credit.
Okay.
So let me ask this question. Phone number is 222-6000. Why do you old-timers tell these stories? Like, it doesn't make us feel any better. In fact, it makes us feel worse.
But you're going to do the same thing. Like, you don't realize now, compared to what it's going to be like 30 years from now, you're going to be that same guy.
Bro. What do we have?
I would have said the same thing because the guy behind had to wait.
Shut up!
You don't get it, man.
Man, I would show up at an event, I'd sit in the back and drink beer in a private room.
And I got paid in cash.
Cash money, walk out the door.
No cocaine. No coke.
Like, you're
coke was done. Like, you couldn't get blow in this business after a while.
Like, think of all the paperwork that we now have to fill out for the stupidest, like, minor things because somebody in the past sometime took advantage of it.
Somebody. I'm looking at that somebody.
The best part is you're the one that bitches about it the most, all that stuff you have to do.
Oh, God, that infuriates me. Yeah. Guys that have been, men and women that have been in the business, oh, man, I'm only making this much money.
How inconvenient.
I know what you made back in the day, you dick. Shut up. You took all the money.
Yeah, but we pissed it all away.
Yeah, it's not my fault. Shut up. You did this to you. Like, I didn't even get an
opportunity. You did you.
But I didn't even get an opportunity
You came in late. What do you want from me?
There is one group of people who are notorious for this. We'll get to that in a second. We're talking about Carmen Gumina. He's the former superintendent for the Webster Central School District. He abruptly retired after allegations from Kelly Watkins, former football coach and teacher, claims that he handled the investigation into Watkins' allegations of sexual inappropriateness with a student wrong because both Watkins and now the former superintendent were having a relationship with the same woman who was also a Webster Central School District employee. Gumina, for retiring early, was supposed to pay a penalty back to the Webster Central School District. That didn't happen. We found out over the weekend all said and done, he'll be paid $175,000.
Man, what a swing.
For leaving this job. All of you old Kodakers are notorious for doing this. Notorious for ruining everything and bragging about what you used to get.
Yes.
Think about getting a bonus Right now, Kimmy, imagine this. Imagine this.
And you can't even blame it on like one person. It was like a group of people who worked through a certain time period, right?
But like, here's how good this was. Can you
the Kodak bonus?
Can you wrap your head around Kimmy getting a bonus so large that you were able to buy a whole home worth of furniture or a brand new car on your way home from work?
Nope.
Because that happened.
So the whole economy was based on those Kodak bonuses back in the day, right?
Ridge Road.
Like they used to advertise, you know, people bought balloon payments because they knew they were going to get that whopping bonus.
You got it. Like getting a piece of, a chunk of cash that is so big that you could change the way your home looks leaving work, right?
Didn't you have a coworker here that the father would come home and give everybody money off the bonus? Like they would wait for it.
Yes. Yes. Here's $1,000 for you and $1,000
for you. $1,000?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know, but obviously, listen, like you said, it was wide open.
But here's the thing that's the ass kicker.
What's that?
Those same men and women that will tell you about the Kodak bonuses and the picnic that served all these money and the rec league sports that they got all this crazy stuff will also tell you about how they snuck mattresses into their jobs for naps.
Or how about all the stuff they brought home?
All the things they stole.
Yeah,
Kodak
but you were so exhausted from all that spending.
Or hung up a basketball hoop off the back of the loading dock, right? Or tell you how, like, again, yes, like, it's funny. You know, we're talking about that flea market that Kimmy loves to go to, so we went with the family. Half the stuff there is stolen Kodak stuff. Cameras and t-shirts.
Yeah. See, so it keeps the economy rolling.
No, but like these
the flea market economy.
These dicks have the nerve to be like, oh, not like it used to be when I got bonus this.
Or everybody else did it but me.
Meanwhile, no, they will fully admit I took a nap while I was working.
Yes.
Like, we've taken the calls.
So I knew somebody that while they were working at Kodak wanted to learn how to swim. So they would leave work and take swimming lessons, I swear to God, at the Y and come back to work.
On the clock.
On the clock. But what a swimmer.
Okay. Like, that guy, I understand it's more complicated than people blowing stuff, why Kodak doesn't exist anymore, right? Okay, fine.
But it's every business has these stories.
Okay, no, there are some that are worse than
others. Well, Kodak may be the top of the top. But every old school guy has, you know, because, you know, times change and now they can watch you. And it just proves, like, if you don't watch people, the crap that they'll walk out the door with.
No, you're not wrong
about
that.
And my old man used to say this all the time, but I never believed it. I just thought it was him being paranoid. He used to say, well, you know, if you don't watch your employees, they'll steal your blind. I just thought it was him being cheap. I didn't realize he was right.
Well, like, the other thing about it, too, is, to your point, right, there's this idea that if you treat employees the right way, they're going to treat you back with respect. And maybe that's the way it is now because we don't know any better.
Yeah.
But, like, Kodak was really good. Really good to the folks that worked there. Yeah. At least, you know, on the whole from the stories that we've heard.
But everybody got fat and spoiled.
I don't get it, man. Yeah. Like, I can't wrap my head around those kind of benefits.
No. I can't imagine knowing I'm going to get a bonus every year where I could, like, buy a car.
Really based on nothing you did. Like, you didn't do anything special.
You didn't invent this crap.
You blew it.
That guy didn't even have a new car probably for years.
Like, these people, but you see, shut up. You do it. Like, don't try and get on our team again, because you do exactly what these people did. Back
in the day. Why wasn't it around for that day? Can't blame me on that.
Pay for my whole house. Shit. Like, the day you said that to me, I wanted to punch you in your stupid head.
What?
No, you know what?
What?
You know what? Shut up. Shut up. Let's take a break. Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.